Phillips and Papiera, please hear today. Today's date is 01/09/2025. Dictation is for Timothy Landrum. Landrum spells L-A-N-D-R-U-M. Timothy spells T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 08/22/1986. This is a 38-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up. Period. Next paragraph. Mr. Timothy has a history of opioid use disorder. He's currently in Suboxone. He's here for follow-up for this condition. A medication refill, he states. Since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. And today says he continued to have right shoulder pain and would like to review the MRI, which was done recently, approximately 1 week ago, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review. Systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam, he's alert-oriented and no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 135 over 87. Pulse 80. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.4. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rhythm. Rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen non-distended. No guarding. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion. Of upper, except shoulder, except right shoulder, and lower extremities with no discomfort, period. The right shoulder, patient is unable to fully abduct his shoulder. Abduction goes approximately 40 degrees and no further. Neurovascularly intact. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times freak. Real nurse returns. Normal motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is opioid use disorder. Number two is right rotator cuff tear. Number three, medication refill. Period. Next paragraph. MRI was reviewed. MRI revealed the following. Severe tendinosis involving the supraspinatus tendon with a low-grade partial thickness interstitial tear of the myotendinous junction involving the mid to posterior fiber measuring about 1.5 centimeter. There is moderate tendinosis present involving the infraspinatus tendon. Next paragraph, there is moderate tendinosis also noted involving the subscapularis tendon with low-grade interstitial tear of the central lateral fibers measuring 1.4 centimeter mediolaterally. There is no high-grade rotator cuff tear, no acute osseous abnormality. The bicep tendon is intact. No definitive labral tear. Next line, mild arthrosis is noted involving the acromioclavicular joint and a small amount of joint fluid is present also. This findings was made known to the patient and he was strongly advised to avoid overhead motion with his right shoulder. He was given a consultation to the orthopedics for further care. Next paragraph, patient's medication was refilled as follows. Suboxone 8/2 mg SL film. He will take 2.5 films SL twice daily for 30 days. Number 7575, he was given the opportunity to ask questions, said he has none, strongly encouraged to call the specialist, the orthopedic specialist, and to make a follow-up appointment. Next paragraph, PMP aware was reviewed, data from PMP aware does not support drug-seeking behavior, medication diversion, period. Next paragraph, urine drug screen was done here in the clinic, drug screen revealed is positive for Suboxone, which he took apart for this program, but all other unauthorized substances were negative, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.